Random House Audio presents The High Druid's Blade, The Defenders of Shannara, by Terry Brooks. Read for you by Simon Vance. For Judine, now and always. 1. Paxon Lee paused in the midst of chopping wood to gaze out across the misty highlands surrounding the city of Lee. The highlands were called Lee, too, and the confusion sometimes caused outlanders to wonder if the inhabitants were limited to a single name for everything. It was worse in his case, since his surname was Lee as well, passed down through countless generations from the rulers of old, for whom the city and the highlands had been named when the Lees were their kings and queens. But all that was long ago, and far away, and it had little to do with him. He might be the descendant of those kings and queens, but that and a few coins would buy you a tankard of ale at the Two Roosters Tavern. There hadn't been a monarchy in Lee for generations. The last members of the royal family had walked away from the responsibility not long after Menyon Lee had helped dispatch the warlock lord by finding and employing the fabled Sword of Shannara. Vague history, long forgotten by many, it was a legacy he carried lightly and with little regard. He chopped another dozen pieces of firewood for the winter stash before pausing again. The Lees were commoners now, no different from anyone else. They hadn't even served on the Highlands Council, the current governing body, for many years. His parents had inherited the shipping business that had been in the family for half a dozen generations, a once thriving but now marginal source of income and sustenance.